The first samadhi is nothing but attaining to the very earth, to the very mother. He who betrays his land, he who betrays his mother, he who forsakes that which nurtures him and stands him, shall never enter this. The first samadhi is the absolute grounding to what is without the collective. So I say to you, to enter your first samadhi, your absolute loyalty to your land, to your country, to your earth, to all that which natures you. Like as you come to Malaysia, we embrace you. Not just me, this very blessed land embraces you. It is one of the most fascinating land. Not much blood has been spilled here. It is where we celebrate peace as a peninsula, as the whole. So embrace this land too, for it holds you. For it cradles you, for it rocks you to sleep at night. It is the mother, I say. The Hindus have even perceived it as Amman, as Kali. It can be furious sometime. The female energy is the earth. The first samadhi, to die into what is. So you shall not form a ill thought to the land in which has nurtured you. You may work to correct it, but you shall never harm it. Until the earth energy rises and envelops you, until it cradles you, you will not enter. You may, some of you may not be in your own birthland, but your loyalty doesn't change. Or to the land you stand on, you pay homage and be loyal. I, as one of who was born in this land, who's a custodian of it, welcome all of you to embrace it too. For may your life be enriched. The word Malaysia means mountain, you know. Mountainous land, Malay. It's where you have come to seek your mountainous nature to. When I was in Vancouver, that land wombed me. When I was in Australia, the land wombed me. When I was in Indonesia, the land wombed me. But this is the land of my own mother. Now, what is first samadhi? Non-betrayal to that. The absolute acceptance of the fact of what is, and you are the custodian of what can be. More than protesters, rather you become a builder. More than destroyer, rather you become the protector. Now, when you accept what you are, when you accept the body for what it is, you enter your first samadhi, in which you are held, in which you are nurtured, in which what is needed to you is given to you. The loyalty you show to it is the loyalty it shows you. Nowadays, we are taught to betray our own parents. We are taught to betray our own land. To enter samadhi, that is forbidden. Thou shalt not be ashamed of thy mother. It is what it is. So understand the lesson. The first samadhi is to die into this land. is to die into this earth, to die into what is there. The second samadhi is the birth of it. It is almost the first samadhi, putting the seed into the soil and to bury it. The second samadhi is the shoots coming out. The third samadhi is the flowering of it, the reaching of it to the ultimate heavens, the fulfillment of it. So we start with the first samadhi. To be right with the body, to be right with the very gravity of life, and you give yourself back to it. The seed makes a promise to the soil, for it says, "Nurture me, for I would like to grow to be the highest tree, so one day I might wither away and bring enrichment to the very earth again. For I know I am the cycle in which the very earth flowers and enriches itself. It is not just my flowering, it's the flowering of the very earth. Thus recognize. Put all wounds aside. Put all complaints aside. In Asia, we recognize this very deeply. We have worshipped the land, we have worshipped the mountains, we have worshipped the rivers. We are extreme lovers of nature. We know it is our mother. We know that which feeds us, houses us, protects us, provides for us, teaches us. And all this nourishment is so you may grow to all that you can be and more. I am blessed to be born in this land. I grew up in a very small fishing village. Blessed is that land. How it held me, protected me, nurtured me, taught me, loved me. So it has happened to you too. Know you have been loved by this earth every day. Goes on holding you. Recognize it. There is a spirit beyond your recognition that flows through as you set foot onto this earth. As how the trees form a root, there is an unseen root in you. As you go to your own land, be the custodian of it. Spread this wisdom. So many create problems within their own homes and destroy their own land. When you travel, go back to America or Canada or wherever you go, please do tell them the beauty of this land that you have been. It has your energy. Not just of people, but of ancestry. Now as we sit together, we embrace it. We sit unreacting, allowing this energy of this earth to enrich us, to take care of us, to be a guardian of us. For you understand, you are not just for you, but for all. Now if you can, in your own way. Pay homage to this land, pay homage to the land that you have been, and to all land and earth that has fed you, took care of you, nurtured you.